Is there like any portholes or anything like that that I can sneak through? Yes, there are. So I think what I will do is I will enter the water and swim over to the ship and then float up and start checking portholes to see if I can get into one that is an unoccupied space. Will I be lucky enough to find one? Yes, I am lucky enough to find a porthole that is, that leads into a room that is unoccupied. But the question is, will I fit through the porthole? Exceptional, yes. That's surprising. I am a large, muscular man, but I'm able to make it? That is an exceptionally sized porthole. Doesn't necessarily have to be a porthole, though. It could be some other form of hatch in the side that I can slip into. One way or another, I get in. Now I have to try and sneak around and find a place to hide where I can learn information. It would help if I had a layout of the map. The map shows me the layout of the ship. But of course, I am far too impulsive. I couldn't wait for information like that. I couldn't possibly look it up online. Oh no! I gotta jump right in because I'm stupid.
Knights of the Tabletop presents Ronin Role Playing,
an actual play role playing podcast run and played entirely solo by your host, Scormy.
Does that mean it's going to suck on ice? Probably.
Oh, he's not that bad. You've actually had this show before, right? The master is an absolute joke.
Dwarf. Hand me over an ale and the popcorn. I smell a powerful failure coming on this episode. Get your own damn snacks, monster!
Pipe down, all of you! Now then, here's your host, Scormy!
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Ronin Roleplaying Podcast. I'm your host, Scormy. Now, today we are on the final episode of the month of November, which means we're about to finish out our adventures in Index Card RPG. We've been playing the Vigilante City Zone, a little bit of superhero action. I'm sure people who are familiar with ICRPG are pulling their hair out, going, oh my god, he's screwing up so badly. And yeah, I am. I will fully admit that I am no good at this. I'm never any good at these games, but I'm giving it a try. I'm doing the best I can. And, it's all for fun anyway. So, if you want to know where we've gotten, how we've gotten to where we are, please go back and listen to last three episodes, at the very least, that'll catch you up on this month's stuff, which is basically the whole story, what we're leading into now. Anyway, Patriot has warned the military and the more powerful soups in the area that there's an imminent invasion incoming, it would appear. He has foiled the short-term plans of Imperator Rax, who is a powerful alien badass, but we're sure it is far from over. Now, some of you may remember that I drew a secret card to find out whether or not, to determine whether or not, the ninjas on board the freighter that I flew to Area 43, think Area 51, only not, to hand over to the military, I drew to see if, secretly, the fate of the homeless people that had been captured and were being held in the lower bowels of that freighter for God knows what reason. Well, actually, I know, because Rax wanted to turn them into mindless footmen in his invasion of Earth. So the question was, what would become of them? And unfortunately, in between shows, I checked, and it appears that the ninjas were not exactly keen on having witnesses survive. So when the army went to assault the ship and deal with the ninjas, well, the ninjas were making sure to deal with the homeless people. Did any survive? Yes, some have. But I'm guessing not many. But, it was a ballsy gamble. And I've been keeping track. And with that action, counting up all the things he's done over the last 3 weeks, the Patriot has earned enough points that he's fully maxed out now on the side of good. You can scale between evil actions and good actions, but right now, he is sitting pretty. He has redeemed himself after his little screw-up before, a few days before, where he tried to grab bad guys causing problems at the protest at City Hall, and they fell out of their hoodies and from a rather high height and got their legs broken up pretty badly upon landing. That didn't look well. That didn't look good. And it, especially since they were protesting against superheroes. So it caused a little bit of a riot. But once the story hits the news about what's been going on with the homeless people in Alder Park uptown and how an evil gang, they don't mention ninjas because they don't want to freak people out, but an evil gang from the Far East was kidnapping homeless people for God knows what to ship them out of the country. And they took a whole human trafficking bend on the story, and it was the Patriot who stopped them with the assistance of military, because the police were too tied up dealing with these silly protesters. Why would they protest at all against these brave and valiant superheroes who are only there to help? And so it basically brought the protest to a screeching halt and redeemed my good name in front of the city and with the police and especially the mayor's office. I am beloved yet again. They will take my calls now, especially since I was calling them and trying to warn them that, you know, alien invasion coming, which, by the way, not getting mentioned on the news. All the soups and the military and whatnot are preparing, but they don't want to tell the people. Not yet. That would be really, really, really bad. But I've been getting communiques as part of the team dealing with this incursion, as it's being called. I've been getting updates, and it appears that they have spotted an unidentified vehicle in high orbit. It's monitoring the planet, it appears, hiding itself so that it looks more like just a small asteroid or a meteor just floating around. It hasn't done anything or looks untoward other than its orbit is a little too regular. So the question is, do we wait for them to attack before taking action, or do we make the first strike and potentially start an intergalactic war? So there's a huge debate over how to proceed. Now I'm going to message Athene, who's one of the few high-power superheroes I know, find out if we're just going to wait around for the military and the politicians to decide what to do, or if the superhero community is going to deal with the threat before it becomes something unmanageable. I don't think she's going to tell me specifics, but she does imply that, yes, this isn't a military concern. This is something for the superpowered community to deal with. And that's exactly what they plan to do. So I'm told basically, watch the skies and be ready, as I used to say in the 50s. Which is actually really fitting for you because, you know, you live in a bomb shelter. I do not live in a bomb shelter, as she hangs up. Okay, then. So, I don't know what to look for, though. What is the Imperium like? What do they look like? What should I be looking for? I watch the skies doesn't tell me anything. Well, in an earlier discussion, Athene did say that I would be best on the streets, trolling around, and if I see something that looks clearly unnatural or alien, that I should shoot it. Unless it's a superhero or known, you know, alien presence that I know is a good guy. Otherwise, when in doubt, blast it. That would seem a little bit extreme, but again, when the goddess of the hunt tells you to do something like that, I'm not sure I can say no, especially since she knows where I live. And it's not like I can, you know, get away. She could track me down. So this isn't one of those times where I want to screw up. This is one of those times where I want to be on the right side of things. And again, I've gotten to where I am by doing the right thing, the morally right choice, trying to do what's best. Always trying to think of what's in the best interests of society and the civilians. What is within the law? Try and follow that as a, you know, a guidestone. And just up and shooting everything with tentacles seems like it's probably a bad idea. You know, just as a thought. Anyway. Let's see now. I think I should probably just start off with little street patrols. Not undercover anymore. I'm not having to embed myself with the homeless people anymore. I mean, keep an eye on them. I should be on the lookout for more ninjas. I'm pretty sure they didn't get all of them. There wasn't all of them on board that ship. I have to assume others remain. So if I keep my ear to the ground and my eyes always scanning, maybe then I can find and see if there's more ninjas, if that ninja threat is still out there, if there's still threat to the homeless community, or look for early signs of invaders. So I'm going to start off with a street patrol. Do this every night. Mostly because the high power soups, they're the ones that like to get the cushy 9-to-5 patrols. Guys like me, yeah, we're stuck with the night shift. And some of the high ones, they like being up at night. They get in my way. But whatever. Suppose if I had money for all those gadgets, I'd, you know, expect guys like me to get out of your way too. But whatever. Whatever. Let's do a little patrol. I'm not seeing anything. Do I happen to just randomly come across anything? Exceptional? No. It is quiet on the streets this night. Is it perhaps a little too quiet? Yes. Yes, it is. I forgot to reset my chaos factor this episode, so I will do that now. Great. So, what can I do here? What is possibly, it's a little too quiet, mean? Am I seeing any signs of ninjas about at all? Exceptional, yes. Everything's quiet, but I'm seeing ninjas? Or seeing signs of ninjas. So I'm not seeing actual crime activity, but I'm seeing tagging in places. Looking around, I'm seeing some of those secret symbols that I had found that turned out to be markers for that mercenary ninja group. Yes, I'm seeing those in places about town. So I think I'm going to begin surveillance on these areas in specific. Maybe they're using them as fronts. Is it a wide variety of different types of businesses? No. So they all basically seem to be related somehow. Maybe not necessarily related, not like owned by the same people or whatever, but perhaps they all just happen to be like Japanese or Chinese, you know, Far East Asian traditional businesses. Maybe that way the ninjas can come and go out of their uniform without being detected. So if I look into these businesses a little closer with my crime computer, I will probably find that they've quietly been being bought up, probably through shell organizations, and that in reality, these are all owned by the same shadowy cabal that runs this ninja organization, or perhaps is even higher up than that. Perhaps even the Imperator Rax, somehow through his flunkies and minions, owns these businesses. That's perhaps a little bit of a stretch, but it is possible. So I need to get information on these buildings, on these businesses, and then go back and run them through my crime computer and see if I can find perhaps who owns them and how long they have been under that ownership. This information is vital to my investigation. Why, yes, I was able to find a link between all of these businesses and, let's just say, for convenience sake, it is a shell corporation. Am I able to find out who ultimately owns that shell corporation? Yes. Does it appear to be owned by the ninjas? It does. So it is the more simple answer that the ninjas simply bought up these businesses and are using them as fronts or bases of operation for their people to come and go. So clearly, the ones that were on the ship was not nearly the top of the ladder, and it was not nearly the entire organization. Clearly, there are many, many more of them. So perhaps I should hand over this information to the authorities. Do I have concrete proof that this is the case? Not yet. Some symbols on signs? Probably not enough for a search warrant. I mean, tags can be put anywhere, can't they? But is it enough to give to the police's gang task force so that they can keep an eye on it, so that they can look into it, and I can be free to look into other more important matters? That might be a good idea. And yet I'm not going to do that. And you know why? Because I drew and got an exceptional no, and I need to play through that. I think, in consideration, that right now, even though I have gotten my personal status up, that doesn't mean that the protests against superheroes and the police have stopped. The police are still under heavy pressure. All men and women, all officers on deck, so to speak. They're all taking double shifts, working massive amounts of overtime, trying to keep the city from burning. And it's not necessarily the protesters that are the problem. It's these agent provocateurs that are inside of the protest groups. They're the ones causing the problem. But it's so hard to find them, to dig them out so that they can be dealt with. And it's not exactly the job of a superhero, is it? Because last time I jumped in there, well, that didn't go out, it didn't work out so well. It was kind of satisfying for me, but, you know, that's beside the point. We don't just pick people up and drop them from high heights because they are breaking the law. No. I was trying to separate them from the crowd so that they could not do any further damage. And I was putting them on the roof so that they would be stuck there. And then I could go down and grab some more and basically be rounding them up for the police. Yeah, well, that didn't work out so well. The optics of that whole situation, just not good. I need a PR person. I really do. Maybe then I'll be taken seriously enough by the more powerful soups so that they can, you know, maybe consider me for at least the junior leagues. I'm not just your everyday local superhero. I have abilities. I have strengths and weaknesses, but I've got strengths, and I would be a valuable member of the team. Haven't they seen how much damage I can wreak? I can really lay it to something if I want to. Of course, that may not necessarily be what they're looking for, but hey, I've got it in me to make, you know, put some holes in stuff. Especially, I mean, they give me a spacesuit and I could fly out to the Imperator Rex's ship. He thinks he's invading this neighborhood. Oh no, I will put some holes through that dude's ship. Yeah. Then again, they're not exactly giving me the chance. Just because I can't breathe in atmosphere, you know, outside of the Earth's atmosphere. Sure, maybe that's a bit of an impediment, but that's what spacesuits are for, right? No, just stay on the ground. You'll be fine. I mean, we really need you down here so you can shoot stuff that lands.
Well, yeah, I get that. That's not the same as putting big holes in spaceships. So I can put big holes in spaceships. Oh, well. I'll just have to live with it, I guess. All this I'm thinking to myself as I'm patrolling around, flying low, not super low, but low enough to where I can keep a view and be seen. I want to be seen by the populace. I'm staying away from City Hall, that area. I don't want to be, even though I'm considered semi-popular, I'm not considered a bad guy by the civilians. Still, it's not a great idea to go. I shouldn't go around the protest again. That would just be a bad idea. Unless, of course, everything goes horrible. Then, of course, I need to be there. Right now, not so much. Oh, but wait, if it gets really bad, if there's nothing going on, I mean, it is just dead quiet, nothing happening, I might just go around the protest. But on the ground, I could maybe volunteer, put on a vest, be one of their medics, or hand out water to those who get dehydrated, or work the medical tent, something like that. Help provide security for their behind the scenes guys in case if things go sideways, they'll have a soup looking over them even while they're protesting against soups. That's not a bad idea. That doesn't look like the ninjas are doing anything right now. So, decisions, decisions. Any crimes popping up that take precedence over this? No. So yeah, I think I better go head around there. But I'm gonna walk in, I'm gonna land a few blocks back, and I'm just gonna walk in, head up to the medical station outside of the riot area or outside of the protest area, and ask if there's anything I can do to help. Is it a I'm guessing a little college lady, one of the students sitting at the table I first approach? No, so it's some dude then. Okay, so some other person. Cool. Anyway, the person sitting there, do they react positively to my approach? Yes. Oh, Patriot, it's quite nice to see you here. I'm a little surprised, though. Why would you be around here? Everything's quiet. We're all just singing and dancing. Yes, I know. But I'm going to be honest. The city's quiet right now, and I just thought maybe it would be best if I dropped in, saw how everything was going here, and maybe volunteered a bit. Seriously? Yes, I'm thinking of, putting on one of your reflective vests and just filling whatever need you might have, handing out water, or I don't really have much in the way of combat medic training, but why, I could certainly provide some level of security if that is becomes necessary. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you have any agent provocateurs trying to cause issues around here, but
Well, you know, it does happen some that they try to facilitate a riot when there really wasn't one before.
Exactly. I wish the police would understand that we're not the bad guys.
Yes, I know, and, I understand why there are protests against the violence that occurs when, superheroes get involved. There's a lot of damage that comes up, and a lot of people do get hurt. That is certainly true, but we're the good guys. We're not trying to hurt people, we're trying to help them.
Yes, but is it enough?
Well, when a villain is.
Don't give me your hypotheticals. We all know that villains can do horrible things. That's not a question. The problem is, the response is sometimes so over the top that people get hurt.
Yes, that is true. I mean, I'll admit it, just last week, I myself tried to stop a armed robbery in progress, and I did stop it, but the owner of that jewelry store is out of business for probably a while. As repairs, a lot of repairs will have to be done to his shop before it is presentable again to do business. Now he's lucky he had insurance, and that's great, but some might say maybe it would have been better if the robbery had occurred, and they hope that the robbers didn't actually kill anyone or seriously wound them. Just take the jewelry and leave. Wouldn't that have been preferable to blowing up the whole store?
Yes, see, you understand.
Yes, I do understand, because I live this day in, day out. We feel it when civilians are hurt by our actions. We don't ever want to see that. But at the same time, those men did try to kill me. I had to respond. They could have just dropped their guns and given up. They were the ones shooting, and they could have harmed someone then.
But if you hadn't have been there, they wouldn't have shot.
Do you know that for sure? Do you really know that they wouldn't have said, "Hey, the only person in here who could possibly identify us is the store clerk. Why don't we just cap him and leave?" It's happened before. It happens all the time in the city. So, on the off chance that maybe it avoids some damage to a store that'll be paid for by insurance, and perhaps they're out of work for a little while. I mean, again, that gets paid for by the insurance, lost wages and such. You have that, or you have potentially a dead clerk. Murders happen every day here. Which is worse? A damaged store or a dead clerk? I believe to side with the keeping that clerk alive. Potentially, maybe he wouldn't have been harmed, but also the thought that he might have. I'm okay with blowing up a store if it means that person comes out okay. I understand we can disagree. We're still conversating here. I understand that reasonable people can disagree on these things, and I respect all of your people, all of your folks' protest, and your. I feel it's absolutely imperative that you have the capability to argue your case before government. That's what America is about. I just wish you would
consider what I've said. I'm not trying to change your mind, not per se, but maybe just consider it. Talk to a few of your friends. And of course, there's always the old, and I know a lot of people hate to bring it up, but what happens if the soups aren't allowed? If we're outlawed, then what happens with all the supervillains? Do you think they're going to go away if we do? Now you sound like the NRA. Perhaps. Like I said, these are just things to consider. Anyway, I wasn't here to debate. Do you have something I can do? Well, no, not really. We're coming up to midnight, so it's about time for us all to disperse. We don't want the police to start shooting around their silly tear gas. Yes, yes, that, it's never a good look for either side, is it? No, we don't want that. The police don't want it. The only ones who do are some anarchists, and, well, we're trying to weed them out. Well, I wish you would. Of course, you could always point them my way, so you can take them for another flight. I don't think so. I was joking. It's not something to joke about, sir. You're right, you're right. Maybe it would be best if you weren't seen around here, to be honest. I'm not sure what my friends would say. That's fine. I probably should do another patrol through the docks anyway, just in case. Yo, there's still ninjas about. I thought the army got them all. Well, you never can be sure. And I will fly off. Now, what was the point of all that? I think maybe I was able to sway this person. Just a little food for thought. Sometimes it's best to just get people thinking, maybe change their opinion a little bit here or there. I don't expect anybody to come straight around to my side of view, especially when they're completely against the police, dismantle the government, things like that, dismantle the authority, put it in the hands of the civilians. That's all great and wonderful. But sometimes, there's a need for a man in spandex, or a woman, or even someone else. Doesn't matter. Sometimes someone needs to put on that spandex and go out and fight some other silly, someone else dressed in a silly manner in spandex or with bug wings or whatever, doing some themed concept. Cosplayer versus cosplayer with superpowers. And they're out there, they throw stuff around at each other, and we all hope that they don't damage anything or that nobody gets hurt. But if there aren't soups, there will always be villains. And again, that comes dangerously close to the NRA's argument for guns. But it's not wrong. Sometimes you do have to just man up and deal with the problem. You know? Anyway, let's see now. While I'm finishing my patrol, last few hours of it, do I come across anything untoward? Well, it's good. I wouldn't have. I rolled a 1. These dice. This is the second set of dice I've brought out, and I'm having to change D20s. I'm having to, just switch stuff up all over the place, hoping that eventually I'll find one that actually freaking works. Doesn't look like that one's going to be good for me either, but I'm not going to keep spinning on it. Went through a whole night with nothing going on other than ninja symbols on some businesses. The police are too busy to keep an eye on these businesses, so I'm going to have to. I think I will pass on the information to the relevant police authorities. Anyway, I know they're tied up and they can't deal with it. I will note that I'm keeping an eye on them. But I believe they need to keep, they need to be aware of the situation as well, as it may bleed over into their jurisdiction when they get back to working regular shifts. I don't get a response. That's fine. So, now what? Let's draw and see if we can get some semblance of a scene. Legal matters. Tranquil proceedings. Ah! I believe I've been called into court. Perhaps they're doing arraignments on the few ninjas that they took alive. Yes. And so I'm being called in to testify as to what I learned, which is not hard. I've got plenty of documentation and whatnot. And luckily, due to various laws, I don't have to identify my true identity. I'm considered an undercover agent. I have the same protections, so that even though I have to appear in court, I can appear in court keeping my secret identity secret, as I'm not exactly a agent of the police or the government, but I am an agent of justice, duly authorized to patrol the streets as vigilante, the vigilante laws have been loosened significantly now that there are supers. And I'm in good standing with the government right now, so the courts love me, so to speak. Anyway, so I will testify against them. And it doesn't really matter because the feds were, if they were going to be let loose by the local authorities or the state, oh, the feds were going to be all over them. In fact, the feds really, really, really want them because of the break-in at Area 43 and the top secret stuff that was stolen. By the way, was I ever able to find out what that was? Well, it says yes. But I'm not sure that that's entirely true. I think I will have picked up a little bit about it. Probably when I was on board the ship. You know, learning information, yes, listening in. That somebody was one ninja was telling another one to be careful of their blow darts. They don't want to be exposed to the virus. So it's a good thing I didn't get shot. They're spreading some sort of virus amongst the homeless community? Maybe it's this virus that's making the homeless into mindless foot soldiers for racks. This is a thought. So if that's the case, though, does the government have an antidote? And if they don't, why were they developing this in the first place? Or were they developing it? Were they just stockpiling it like they do so many other pathogens? I would say this is worth looking into further at another date, but at the same time, nah, not really. And here's why. You see, the government isn't my enemy. I'm not here to fight them. So, to be honest, why do I care? I mean, it may seem a little untoward, but at the same time, not really. I mean, I don't know exactly what they were doing with it. Did we develop it?
Eh? Who knows? Maybe we're trying to come up with a thing to fight it. These are the things I'm thinking about while I'm patrolling around. Does this distract me from something? No. There's literally nothing going on. Or if there is, other soups are dealing with it. People are just too afraid to be on the street. Oh, there's crime happening. There's always crime happening. But there's also a lot of soups out there fighting this crime. So, kind of like Batman, driving the rats underground and making them, you know, really hide their criminal activities. Maybe that's what we have going on in Vigilante City right now. Things have really started to calm down ever since this new mayor has come in. What was the name again? Linda Brom? Yeah. This is all over. Maybe, just maybe, I will actually get to see Linda sit down, get some sort of medal or whatever for helping protect the city. That'd be kind of nice. Not that I need accolades or anything. I'm perfectly fine with just a simple thank you. A simple job well done. Yes, the appreciation of the city is all I really need. Medals and accolades are, those all come a distant second. When secretly I really, really, really want the key to the city and medals and all kinds of cool stuff. Who doesn't? You think we do the superhero thing to get rich? No. Reality postponed. So, what that tells me is that Rax has taken his ship and has moved on. He's decided that his plan needs to reevaluate and come at it from a different angle. Oh, they'll be back. But at a later date, once they've gotten a plan that will actually work well. This one has been effectively foiled without actually having to fight one of those evil bastards at all. Just a thought. I don't have nearly enough loot for that. I'm thinking I need, at the very least, some body armor first. And the next character I make better have some better stats. I'm gonna have to really develop it a lot better. But that's just me. So, over the next few days, am I able to catch proof positive of these ninjas still in the city? No. They have truly gone underground. Or they really are gone. What if I left the city, though? What if I went to their home base of operations? Have to assume in Japan. I would probably find them there, yes. But is it wise to do that? Leaving the city at such a fractious time? The optics of that could be very bad indeed. Just don't know. Sometimes it's just a little difficult to figure out how to move forward. It would be nice if I ran into some crime, though, at some point, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. It really would. I agree. So, is it supervillain level crime? Yes. Please be like robbing a bank or something. Is it robbing a bank? Woo! Yes. Okay. So, some mid-level superpowered freak has decided they need lots of money to pay for their building their next evil contraption that will, of course, take over the city and then the world. And, as I've noted, The police are all kind of tied up. So I shall respond. Are there any henchmen outside? Exceptional no. Well, they must be quite confident in themselves. So I will just walk through the doors. Are there henchmen and supervillain inside? Not in the lobby, not that I can see. What about staff and customers? Ooh, I don't find any of those either. What about the vault? It's closed. Let's see. Do I hear anything? There's just the very, very, very slightest little tinks. Like Morse code. Can I decode it? Hell yeah, I can. It's the same three letters over and over again. S-O-S. S-O-S. Alright, I tear the vault door off. So I'll spend some SP and wrench. I can pick up cargo ships. I can tear the vault door off. And so I do. Is it indeed what I'm expecting? Staff and customers inside? Yes. And I'm guessing all the money's gone. Yeah. Which way did they go?
They went down to the basement. Maybe they're planning to take out the old security boxes down there. I don't know.
This is one of the clerks. That's fine. Evacuate the building. Everyone evacuate the building. There should be some police waiting for you outside. Advise them of what's going on. I'm going down. And so I'm going to use flight, and I'm going to kind of hover my way down so I don't make any sound on the stairs. Do I encounter any in the basement? No. It's odd. Did they already escape? Not asking that, I'm just wondering aloud. Do I find any signs that they may have done something here to get away, perhaps? Yes. I'm thinking that they had a burrower, like something for digging tunnels, or they have a superpower or a machine that can dig, and they're using that to escape. So there's a tunnel dug. Maybe it's burned a hole so hot that it's like it's turned the walls and the edges of the tunnel to basically molten, it's now solid, solidified, but glass. I don't want to be shot by that. And I will hover and basically fly down the tunnel, try and catch up. I was going to ask, and I am basically asking, am I able to catch up to them? And I got an exceptional yes. So, it also says for scene setup that interrupt is an option. So I'm just going to go with that, even though my CR is not that high at the moment. I haven't been keeping track of it. I really should be. Anyway, or CF, my chaos factor, not CR. That's D&D. Anyway, I'm thinking they have henchmen dragging duffel bags, I only can assume, are full of money. And that they're following behind a guy dressed up kind of like a mad scientist, probably because he is a mad scientist. And he's pushing along a cart, a wheeled contraption that is firing a blast of energy ahead of them. Just just disintegrating the wall or the edge of the tunnel ahead of them, slowly digging a tunnel for them to escape. And he's cackling to himself.
Well, I could put a little bit of oomph into this.
But first, a quip. Hey there, Doc. Can I borrow $5? Do they hear me? No, because that thing is so freaking loud, just sizzling away the wall. Ah, screw it. Let's open this up again real quick. Yep, it's a dex roll. And my dex is not great, but whatever. That is two of this. And I roll a 20. I rolled a freaking 20. Boom. So that's a 22. I only needed an easy. It's not like these guys are... they're walking away from me. They're not paying attention to me because they can't hear me. I snuck up. So, my little flat plane blast of energy that I sent forward, covering a nice wide swath at basically chest level for them all, not hitting the money, definitely hitting all of them. Yeah. That's a definite boom boom. And that's more hit points than any of them could possibly have. So that knocks them all down. Gonna say they're all unconscious, seriously wounded. Does the thing stop? No. Since the doctor is no longer controlling it directly. Does it continue doing its normal active, its normal work? Yes, okay. So I'm going to go over to it, and as it's slowly moving along, disintegrating its way along, I'm going to look, is there a clearly delineated on-off switch? Yes. All right. Turn it off. Does it work? Yes, it does. Okay, great. So cool. Solved. They're down. Device is shut off. Perfect. Can I call out for aid? Yes, absolutely. So I'll advise them that subjects are neutralized. I have retrieved the money, and here is my location. Roughly. I'm not sure exactly where, but I'm at the end of this tunnel. Come on down. Probably need to bring some medical as well. So, perfect. At least I, went out on a good note, I guess. Of course, constantly going to be watching the sky from now on.
Well, I guess we should call it there. So, until next time, remember, you can always drop by squirmy.com for blog, Discord server, podcasts, all your squirmy-related needs. And until next time, I'm Squirmy, reminding you that if you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Hello again. We didn't expect anyone to actually make it until the end of the show. Demon, be a dear and wake up the announcer, will you?
Do I have to? He's such a dick. Takes one to know one, eh? I will bathe in your blood, little man.
Oh, get out of the way, you idiots. I'll take care of it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ronin Roleplaying.
Please join us again next time for another rousing adventure with your host, Scormie.